education, a luxurious shopping experience, superior customer service, no compromises. It's not having a cool name or clever advertising. It's the truth. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I used to have a couple misconceptions about weight loss. The first one was that it was about some small change, either working out more or differently or eating better. And if you just do that one thing, that it leads to the results. The second thing I used to think about weight loss is that when you lose the weight, you're just predestined to put it all back on. That's what happens to most people. Well, most people haven't tried PhD weight loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have given you the tools to be able not just to get the weight off, but to keep it off. Because it's not about changing one or two things in your life. It's about a holistic approach to food. It can add years onto your life. It can make you have more energy more of the time. It really does create a better living experience for you if you just trust the team at PhD Weight Loss to craft a plan specifically for you. If you deal with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, or you've got issues related to weight loss and you've tried other things and failed, let me give you some great advice for the new year. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You'll be glad you did. For more information, go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Tip to the Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in, join the conversation. Rory, I'll get to you in a minute. You know, as we went to break, let's talk about Georgia Tech turnovers, their penchant for turning it over. They will give you some live ball turnovers, and then it's what you do with it. This is a team that has some ability. You know, Coleman is talented. Kelly is talented. Davon Smith is an insane athlete, but you can do some things to him. You know, depending on your lineup and who he's checking in the lineup, if they're playing man, you know, if he's a guy you can post up. You know, he's a insane athlete, but you can post him up. But as I said, you're going to face a myriad of defenses with this team, 1-1-3, 1-3-1, some man, some Mickey Mouse D's, which are, you know, triangle and two, box and one, that kind of thing. You're going to see some of that from this team. But I think Clemson can, you know, Clemson's not a big offensive rebounding team, but this is a team you might get some second, third shots against. You know, you always have this issue of court balance and how many you send to the glass. And it's not a great strength of this Clemson basketball team, but this is a game where you might get some of that. You know, they have some quickness to them. And as I said, they have this tendency in a lot of these games to play well in the first few minutes, but it doesn't last. It never lasts with them. They hit a few shots and then they get back into some bad habits. They start turning the ball over, and next thing you know, You know, their defense winds up being more confusing to them. Look, here's the thing. Pastner has this goal every game. It's 70 points. Pastner believes that if they score 70, they win. If they don't score 70, they lose. He believes it's just that simple. Well, you know, I can tell you Vegas doesn't think they're scoring 70 tonight, and neither do I. I mean, if you look at the Vegas prop numbers on this game, most of the scores that they're offering you, like if you want to try and predict the score, are in the, you know, the Clemson 68-58 range, or the Clemson 71-61 range, or 73-63. I just don't see any way Georgia Tech's getting to their 70 against this Clemson team the way they're playing and this defense. Now, again, you don't want your young guards to get in foul trouble. Guarding without fouling is going to be important. This team does have some explosiveness, some athleticism. They can shoot the three. They'll take some shots that are way beyond the arc that you have to wonder for who and what they are, whether those are good shots or not. But they will do that. But even shorthanded, I still think Clemson is just better. I'm tempted to give out that 10.5. I'm still thinking about that. I think this is a team that Clemson can sort of get well on and not have, you know, one of these last 2 or 3 minute games. Clemson handled this team in Atlanta. Again, you don't have Chase. You don't have Alex. I sort of expect Dylan Hunter to play pretty well tonight. I just, as I said, the one thing that worries me a little bit are the changing defenses with the young guards. You know, here's another thing. You can expect Galloway to play better tonight. What do you have, 3 in that last game? Galloway's not going to have 3 tonight. You know, listen, the Clemson backcourt in that game against Virginia Tech combined for 9 points. I think Josh went scoreless, and I think Dylan Hunter had 6, and I think Galloway had 3. Well, you know, I would be stunned if all you get is 9 points out of that trio in this game. I mean, that number might triple. But this is another PJ Hall game, as most of these games are becoming now for Clemson. You know, again, he's averaged 23 points a game the last 3 games. He's been in double figures now, 6 consecutive games. He's starting to do PJ Hall things again. And quite honestly, this is a team that I just don't think has anyone that can guard him. You know, they like to guard the 3-point line. They extend. That gives PJ room to work. It did in the first game. Unless they make some adjustment off that, PJ will have room to work against this team. And I just don't think they have any answer for guarding him. This is a game where when we reconvene here tomorrow, don't be surprised if Hall has 33 or something. Don't be surprised if he sets a career high tonight. In fact, you know what, Ramona? We're calling for that. We're calling for Clemson to win and for PJ Hall to set a career scoring mark tonight. Rory, how are you?
Fantastic. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Rory.
What a fantastic job covering the NFL so far. And I learned so much from you every day about Clemson basketball.
Thank you, Rory.
You know, and I've been listening to the games a little bit here and there, and I'm going to listen to the game tonight. And I think Clemson busts them pretty good. But, Walt, for just a few moments of your precious time, can we talk about a sport that starts out with their Super Bowl in Daytona, the Daytona 500, for a few minutes?
For a few minutes. Like, you know the 90 seconds of the doomsday clock, Roy? You have 90 seconds.
Okay. I think Joey Logano does good. I like Penske. I like Joey and Ryan Blaney to look really good. And this might be kind of a going out on a limb here. I think Brad Keselowski has a much better year. It couldn't have got much worse. It's his first year in the ownership role did not go real well as him winning and placing well.
Yeah.
Chris Buescher, his teammate, did do good. and have a win. But, you know. And what do you think about Kyle Busch going to
So who do you have? Children's? So who are you rolling with, Roy?
I roll with Logano.
Okay.
And Team Penske mainly.
Okay. Well, you know,
but,
I'm probably going to take your advice on this, Rory, because you probably know more about this than I do. but I could see that.
I bet you hate to admit that, don't you?
Not to say, no, actually, I don't.
You know, it's January, Walt, and we haven't even talked to any hockey yet.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And I'm getting ready for that. But...
Rory Ramona, seeing if he can put the show off the air on one call. We're going from auto racing to hockey. Rory trying to do us in there. All right, Rory, what else?
And for some reason, I really think the 49ers win. And I don't know why. I just do. And thanks for taking my call, Walt. Appreciate it.
All right, Roy, thanks. He doesn't know why, Ramona, but he thinks so. The 49ers. Yeah, you know, they can win. I mean, I think there are lots of football reasons they can win. Again, I think they're brilliantly coached. You know, their offense is really diverse. When you watch the things that Shanahan does, that offense is just so diverse. You know, what they do with the backs, what they do with the tight ends. You know, people here complain about the middle of the field and not using the middle of the field. You watch Shanahan offense, you know, they're using in-cutting routes all the time. I mean, they make you guard every yard of the field. Shanahan is brilliant. There's a reason that he made Matt Ryan an MVP candidate. There's a reason he has taken these, he's coaching Mr. Irrelevant right now, the last pick of the entire draft, and he's making him look like a Super Bowl quarterback. And again, I'm not going to say that, you know, Purdy doesn't get any credit, because I think he does, but I think a lot of that is Shanahan. Tess said, look at the schedule, too. I'm a Miami fan, but this stretch of schedule is tough. They just played at Duke, so at NC State, Syracuse, at Duke, at Florida State. Okay, this goes. Okay, he's going back a couple games is what he did here. At Florida State, at Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, this is not good, Rome. This little stretch of games right here, at NC State, Syracuse, and then this stretch that they're on right now, at Duke, at Florida State, at Pittsburgh. Those are consecutive road games. Yeah, that's brutal. That's actually brutal, because Duke may be 9, but they're still good. That was a tough loss up there, 68-66, and you had a chance to win that game. And then at Florida State tonight, which, again, I think is a really tough spot. Clemson's going to be in this spot on Saturday. At Florida State, really tough spot right now. They have their mojo back. They're playing really well. If they beat Miami tonight, they'll probably be playing even better. So, you know, that's a tough spot. At Pittsburgh, very tough at home. Clemson's the only team to beat them, 75. No, Florida State beat them there the other day. Vatech, Vatech's record's not good, but that team's way better than their record, as Duke found out the other night. And then at Clemson. That's a tough run for Miami. You want a run that can knock a team out of contention starting tonight? Well, really starting with the Duke game, which they lost. Really tough loss at Cameron. Like I said, a game that, you know, I watched that game. You know, Duke had a little bit of a lead, but Miami kept coming back. And you just kept thinking, they're going to get over the top. They looked quicker, more athletic. You just thought that they were going to find a way, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen for them. We'll see what happens tonight. You know, I think FSU upsets them tonight as a slight dog. If that happens, then at Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, at Clemson, that's a really tough stretch that could knock Miami out of the regular season hunt. So we'll see how that plays out. But Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out, Texter. You're 100% right. Texter said if Hall is healthy, this is Texter 710. If Hall is healthy, every game is a PJ Hall game, and do people still watch NASCAR? What the heck, Roy? You know, if Hall is healthy, every game is a PJ Hall game. He's the best player on this team. I mean, Hunter Tyson's having the best year. Chase Hunter, Clemson desperately needs because he's the on-court with ball in hand leader. Hunter Tyson's the emotional leader of this basketball team. And just gives you everything on every single night, including big shot capacity. But when healthy, PJ Hall is the best player on this team, and you're starting to see that. I thought he moved better the last few games than he's moved all year, and he's still not there by his own admittance. He's still not there. That's really bad news for everybody else, because if he's averaging 23 a game the last three games and he's still not there. Just imagine what's to follow. I think what's to follow starts tonight. I think Hall tortures Georgia Tech. He lit them up the first time, and again, they may make some adjustment to that, but I think Hall's going to put Georgia Tech in the torture chamber. I don't think they have – I don't care what defense they use. I don't think they have an answer for him. I think Hall goes – I'm saying 33 tonight, career high. 33 tonight, PJ Hall, career high, Clemson victory. Quick break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Rely on the pros in EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson men's basketball team swings back into action tonight in Little John Coliseum. 9 o'clock will be tip-off time as Clemson, 16-4 overall, 8-1 in Atlantic Coast Conference play and ranked number 24 in one poll, 23 in another, will take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech, who are 11-8 overall and just 1-8 inside the ACC. You may remember these two clubs played earlier this year, back on the 21st of December, a game in Atlanta, and Clemson won that game by 13, 79-66. Now, Georgia Tech comes into this ballgame led in the scoring column by Miles Kelly. He's the only player to average double figures for the Yellow Jackets so far this season, averaging 13.6 points per game. He also grabs 3.2 rebounds a contest. Kelly is a guy who's shooting less than 40% from the field, just 90 of 227, but 37% outside the arc. He's 45 of 121. Three-point shooting, matter of fact, will be very big for Georgia Tech coming into this contest. That is a spot where Clemson has excelled defensively, is holding opponents to low three-point shooting. They did it last time against Virginia Tech. Let's see if they can do it this time here against Georgia Tech. Airtime for us on Network Lines, 8:30. Certainly hope you can join us. As always, go Tigers!
You do not want to miss this. Today only, you can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned from Zero Res for only $109. That's right, 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for only $109. This offer is available only until midnight tonight. So schedule your appointment now before it's too late. Use promo code SALE109 at ZeroResGreenville.com. No soaps, no residue. Don't miss out. 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $109. Promo code SALE109.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go now, you murder!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walter to the Red Rage, we are back. Let's get to the phones and let Knowles fan in here. Knowles fan, what's going on, Knowles fan? We're about to start talking about the college football preview for next year, too.
Yes, sir, Walt. So I wanted to get in and talk a little Florida State football for next year. I know last week you mentioned something about maybe Florida State was putting something together to be a contender for the playoffs. And I kind of wanted to chat with you a little bit about that. I wasn't able to get in last week. But, Walt, I really do think Florida State can be a contender this year. I believe there's some weak spots, and I can go over them with you. But I think as far as playmakers and actually having the word talent on the field, and you actually have talent, I think Florida State can make a run into the playoffs next year, Walt.
Well, let's just clarify, because I don't think – you're intentionally twisting my words, but I don't think I actually said that. I think what I said is has them on the verge of being a playoff contender.
Right, right. You said contender or something. Right. Like, yeah. Well, you didn't say they were going to make it. I did say that
other people are already picking them for the playoffs. Like, for example, Mark Schlabach of the Four Letter has Florida State number four in the country next year. So he has you in his way too early look in the playoffs. So there, and he's not alone. There are other people suggesting the same thing. I haven't got to it yet. I mean, I'm going to talk about all these teams, including Florida State. I'm going to talk about Schlabach's list, where I think he's right, where I think he's wrong. But go ahead, lay your case out, and I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like.
Okay, well, I'll start on the offense side of the ball, and I think that's the less question marks. I think the offense returns nothing but playmakers, from receiver to running back to the best quarterback in the nation last year statistically. And that offensive line, everybody's coming back except Dylan Gibbons, which I think we have some talent to replace him. But if I'm not mistaken, all those other guys are coming back. So I think right off the bat, and then you add Bell at tight end.
Yeah.
I think right off the bat, your offense looks good, Walt. I mean, yeah. Do you see a weakness in the offense?
No, I think I would agree with that. I think the offense should be dynamic. And if the quarterback continues to improve, and I think he will, Travis, I pointed this out, 2 years ago when his completion percentage went to, 62% 2 years ago, that he clearly was somebody who was working on it. And I think we've seen that. And he has weapons. I mean, the offense without question has weapons. And Norvell is starting to get the personnel and the personnel groupings that he wants to run with his offense. He's a guy who wants to run the ball too, and I think he's going to be able to do that. I mean, look, the last two thirds of the year was very successful for Florida State. I don't think anyone would argue that.
No, I agree 100%, and I think there's going to be some names. There's a running back, the Holmes kid from Penn State, who's going to be playing a little bit this year. And there's a Winston Wright, a receiver. I believe he was from West Virginia last year and got in a car wreck and wasn't able to play.
Yeah.
But I believe you're going to see him on the field this year. He had the red shirt last year because of the car wreck before the season. But you're adding some pieces. And then you got, Hakeem Williams, the five-star coming in, on top of the Johnny Wilson and the other guys are there, and then the Bell. So I'm very excited there.
Look, let's just be clear. The star of that receiving group is Wilson. Wilson.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Wilson
yes,
sir. is looking like a future round one NFL receiver. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's 6'7", who can run. Now, he'll drop a ball every now and then, but his hands got better over the course of the last year. He's a guy, honestly, he was one of the guys that made me change my mind about Florida State before the start of the year. As you know.
Well, and the crazy thing about him, he'll catch a crazy one and drop an easy one.
Yeah.
He'll drop one right in the middle of the field and then turn around and catch a one-handed with a guy hanging on him. It's like, come on,
yeah,
man.
But, one of those games he dropped, one of those games recently he dropped one. He also had 200 yards receiving, so I think you excuse the drop.
That's right. Yeah. But he does need to, if he improves on his hand, Walt, he could be very dynamic. Next year.
Well, he's going to be dynamic. He's going to be dynamic whether he does or not. His future beyond that is going to be influenced by improving his hands. But honestly, I think he's gotten better than he was. I think this was a bigger issue when he got there. But you've also hit the transfer portal hard. Getting Fentrell Cypress, I think, was huge. Getting Fisk on the defensive front, I think, was huge. And, and they'll be joined by, you're still going to have Lovett and you're still going to have Verse. And honestly, as a non-Florida State fan, Verse is a guy who would really concern me, because I think Verse has just scratched the surface of what you're going to see him become. I think you're going to see him this year move to top 10 NFL draft status as an elite edge rusher.
Well, I think that. Do you think that was a good move for him to come back, even though he was still round one? I mean, do you think he can improve his draft status that much?
I do. I think that he was probably more marginal. His productivity wasn't always great. He wasn't always on the field. I think he needs to tie some of these things together. I know he made the huge play at the end of the Oklahoma game, but I think he needs to tie some of these things together and become a more productive down-by-down player. And he's insanely athletic. I mean, you know, the whole world wanted him in the transfer portal when you guys landed him. And I think he's just,
that's right,
just scratching the surface of what he's capable of. Now, if you want to know,
while we're on defensive line, Walt, okay, I think that's one of our biggest weaknesses going forward. I think losing Jamie Robinson at safety is a big weakness, and I think depth at defensive line, because you watch teams run on us last year.
I think Braden Fisk is going to help that.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot. I still worry about defensive depth on the line, and I worry about it a little bit at the safety position. I think if you're looking for weakness, I think that's your weakness, is at Florida State, is a little bit of defensive line depth and the safety. But I really think Florida State's got, they're solid at linebacker. I think they're solid at corner. And I think they really do have the talent to play.
The one thing that makes me wonder about exactly where you are yet, and again, I think you're as I said, I think you're on the verge of playoff contention. But the one thing that would make me a little leery of going completely overboard, like putting you right in the playoffs, is, and it's just one game, and I realize that, but I thought Oklahoma was a little too competitive with you. I it was an Oklahoma team that was missing four starting offensive linemen, and so in a way, I thought you should have been able to truck them, and that's not what happened. You wound up in a shootout of a game. Was it like 37-34 or something of that sort?
Right. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Walt. And I think you've seen them run the ball on us, Walt. And that's why one of my main concerns is depth up front. And we got the defensive tackle from Miami, too. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he transferred in as well.
Jackson.
So we shored up some depth up there. But, yeah, Jackson. But that's my biggest concern, because – Walt, you're 100% right. They ran all over us.
Yeah.
They ran all over us and moved the ball with ease. So I agree with that.
And they weren't very good, you know, and that's the other part of it. So that gives me a little bit of pause, like, you know, let's slow down a little bit. I'm not ready to put you in the playoff this year. I think you may still be, you know, a step away from that, but there's no question you're heading the right direction. And I think this football team is going to be fun. I think you're probably going to wind up playing Clemson twice. You know, it's an open league now. So, you know, I think that you're going to have the regular season game, and then you're probably going to have the ACC title game played between Clemson and Florida State.
I agree 100% with that, Walt. I do. Here's my biggest question, Walt. Take all the other stuff off. Can these kids handle the hype? Can Florida State handle the hype? I think at the end of the day, that is my biggest question about this team, because they've handled not being picked. They've handled being at the bottom.
You know what? I'm not worried about that.
But can they handle it?
I'm not worried about that. I think Norvell is the right guy to lead you. I think he really is a good football coach. I think he gets it. But I also think that Travis is the right guy to lead you at quarterback. And I just don't think he's going to have any of that. You just listen to the things he says, you know, and basically trying to encourage everybody to come back and, you know, this kind of thing. I mean, the guy has demonstrated leadership in addition to ability. And I think when you have that type of leader at quarterback, I don't see any unexpected concerns or drop-offs or concerns about motivation level. I mean, look, here's another thing. In all honesty, you haven't earned the right for motivation to be a question. You know what I mean?
No, that's right.
I mean, 100%, you're not good enough yet for that to be an issue.
Hearing how good they are, well, you know, and all Florida State's back, so they got to hear this all off season, and then you play LSU your first game, you know. So
well,
how do you handle the hype?
Look, that's going to be a challenge for both teams, because I think LSU is going to be very good. I mean, I really do. I think LSU. Honestly, if I was going to choose a sleeper team for the playoffs next year, I think it would be LSU, even above you. You know, they have two quarterbacks that I believe in both of them. I think Nussmeier is, with all due respect to Jaden Daniels, I think it's going to be hard to keep Nussmeier off the field, because he has a cannon for an arm. And I think he has a bit of an it factor, too.
You're getting me worried about the first game of the season.
Well, hey, there's going to be a reason for both those teams to worry about the first game of the season, because You know, that's going to be a monster game. Look, that game this year was like this sort of, you know, newfangled, well, this should be, you know, interesting. This coming year, it's going to have an entirely different connotation. This year, it may have something to do with the college football playoff. So it's going to be a much bigger game this year. Now, that's a sign that both programs are headed in the right direction.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you letting me get in and giving me plenty of time to talk Florida State football.
Thanks,
Nils. I do think we're headed in the right direction, and we got something to talk about now, Walt. Go Nils.
Question. Thank you, Nils fan. Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Todd Neesium coming to you. Hey, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Look, Greg knows you've worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that will help you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Greg Wales today with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-654-5043. That's 654-5043. Or visit KiwiFinancial.com for more info. That's KiwiFinancial.com. I promise you will thank me later. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Todd Neesley, you're up first. We get back. So we've started the college football preview, Ramona, with a evaluation analysis of Florida State. A little out of order, but we'll get back to them in time. Quick break. Todd Neesley, you're up first. We get back.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you with Roosters? Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center. Located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
Wow, 2022 flew by, but I am sure you're ready for 2023. My favorite way to start the new year is to make my home feel like new with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Only Zero Res uses advanced patented process with ZR water for superior long-lasting clean. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Plus, mention me, Mickey Plowler, at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
The Pendleton Tire Company wants you to have a tire as strong as you are. The Michelin Defender LTX is ready for the tough jobs and the long hauls. It holds up to tough conditions and will keep you rolling strong with confidence. Give Zach or Joey a call at 864-646-3694. Michelin Tires and the Pendleton Tire Company, a winning combination since 1973. PendletonTire.com.
It's bow time. A leg and thigh dinner from Bojangles for just $5.99. It's a deal so good it's worth repeating. So eat and repeat while it lasts. It's bow time.
Why should you buy a mattress from Mattress Max Furniture? Well, we offer a simple process, helpful expertise, old-fashioned full-service delivery, and the best sale prices every day. And we've got all the best brands in one location for you to try out in person, like Paramount Heavy Duty Mattresses, starting at just $10.99. We also carry Sealy, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster. So don't buy sight unseen. See it in person at Mattress Max Furniture. Online at MattressMaxFurniture.com. Mattress Max Furniture
will save you money.
Check out the Press Box with Brad and John every weekday morning from 9 to noon here on The Roar. Brad and John will get you caught up on all things college football. From Group of Five to Power Five, Clemson football, coaching carousel, and more. Brad and John also keep you up to date with everything in college athletics, as well as the Atlanta Braves. Check it out each morning on 105.5 and 97.5 FM, or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreandRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Love, sweet Caroline, so good. We are back. All right. Before we get to the phones, hey, Len, Ramona, we found Len. We found Len.
Yeah, I see that.
How about that? Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online, gilstrapproofing.com. Ramona, get the pick music ready. Todd and then Len. Todd, how are you, Todd?
I'm fine, Walt. How are you?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm just sitting here looking back at the Florida State finish to the schedule and who they beat. And my thing is, Georgia Tech, whoa, there's a powerhouse. Miami, they still suck. Syracuse, they're still Syracuse. Louisiana, who the heck is Louisiana? Florida, they suck. And then Oklahoma, mediocre until Brent turns it around. I get why they're hyped up for next year. I understand. They went on a little six-game little win streak here. But let's remember, Clemson was up 28 points heading into the fourth quarter against that team in Tallahassee. And then here we go from Mountain Billy Goat and all them idiot Gamecock fans out here bragging all over the universe on 105.5 for the last few months. You still suck. You will forever suck. You suck. You are the university of sucking. Clemson has owned you for the last 124 years, and will own you for the next 124 years to continue. Don't remember, you won the first game of this rivalry. We won the next two to take the lead, and it's still ours until you take the lead in the rivalry. See, it's not a rivalry. It's a domination. So shut up. Take your place. Back where you belong. You're going nowhere. You're going to be 8-4, 8-5 every year because you're not beating Georgia. You're not beating Alabama. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. So that's all I got to say. Goodbye.
All right, Todd. Good talking to you, Todd. That's Todd's list for today, Ramona, his hit list. You know, the one thing I'll say about Florida State that does concern you is they have a high degree of explosiveness, ton of explosive plays. And that's the way this game is played. By the way, Ramona, I just saw this. Michigan running back Blake Corum, he's coming back to school, by the way. Corum is coming back to school after the injury. He says his prized Camaro was stolen.
Uh-oh.
How long do you think it will take for you stole the prized Camaro of the star running back for Michigan? I'm guessing that, you know, I don't know what that vehicle looks like. Should I click on this? I don't know what that vehicle looks like, but, it was gifted from his parents. Corum's camouflage-wrapped 2017 Camaro, adorned with his BC2 logo, was stolen from a parking garage, according to Ann Arbor police records. Corum tweeted, now I feel sort of bad for this, Ramona. You know, I was like assuming this was like an NIL Camaro and it would just be immediately replaced by another NIL Camaro.
Yeah.
But Corum tweeted Tuesday his parents used their hard earned money to buy him the car after he graduated from high school. Okay. That makes it. I take back everything I was thinking, Blake Corum. I mean, because my first thought when I saw this was, he'll have another Camaro in 2 seconds. He may have another Camaro in 2 seconds. I'm sure that's true, but it won't be this particular Camaro. On the other hand, it might be better. But you won't have that element of his parents giving it to him as a gift. There's that. It is a 2017, but how many miles could he have been putting on it? I don't know. Len, how are you, Len?
Hey, good. That Camaro, that's a pretty expensive car. So his parents, I mean, hard-earned money. I wonder if they could have bought it, but I wonder how much Michigan funneled to them. But that's another story for another time.
Look at Len coming in to ruin the whole story.
Hey, you know what? Jerry's ruined my life. So I'm going to ruin everybody else.
You're going to take it out on everybody else.
So, in all seriousness, I'm not even upset because I think the best four teams are playing. I believe that if Pollard wouldn't have got hurt, Dallas had a real legit shot to win that game. I think, you know, their punt returner doesn't get tackled by the kicker. Dak doesn't throw two stupid interceptions. I mean, there's a lot of little things. So I still think San Francisco, though, from top to bottom, you always talk about big plays. My gut feeling is they have a few more big playmakers than the Cowboys did. It seemed to me like it was CeeDee Lamb and Pollard or bust. Am I wrong about that?
That, say it again, the CeeDee Lamb and
two guys.
And Pollard.
It was Pollard were the only two big play, the only two guys capable of making plays on Dallas was Pollard and CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
And when we lost Pollard.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I mean,
yeah, no. That definitely changed things. There's no question about that. I mean, Zeke Elliott is not Pollard. There's a reason Pollard's far more explosive at this point. And that was without question a loss. But I thought you'd be a little more soured on Dak, though, just in general.
No. Oh, yeah, I am. But, you know, I think Dak, who he is, you know, one thing that I noticed about Dak, I mean, Zeke's been done for 2 years, and to be honest, he shouldn't even be in the NFL. No one's going to want him. He's terrible. And I like Dak, I mean, Zeke, but as far as Dak, I think Dak used to be a little bit like Jalen Hurts, not as good of a runner, a little better thrower. But when I saw Dak run the other night, he looked like an old man. I mean, and this is nothing against Tom Brady. Tom Brady at 45 is not running, right? He looked like Tom Brady running the football. He couldn't run. And I sat there, and I talked to my brother, and I was like, Zeke and Dak look like old men out there. Dak looks old beyond his years. I mean, Brady looks younger physically and more spry and better arm. Am I wrong about that? Or
no.
Did you notice that about those two?
No, look,
they look slow. They look slow.
I mean, I think that's true, and I think that certainly in terms of Elliott, I think he's completely washed up. Dak, you know, after all these years, Dak still has issues reading defenses. I mean, and that's an issue. I mean, even
but he can't run.
No. Look, he's primarily a pocket passer. Now, listen, you'll have more weapons. Len, the thing is, the issue is still what it's been. The issue is, okay, let's say you really want to move away from him. How do you move away from him, and to what end? I mean, you know, you've got to have a better answer than him if you're going to move away from him.
Yeah. Well, I got one thing to say, and I'll go off the air because I don't want to hear up against the clock, and we could talk more. But 3 years ago before he signed, and I don't know if he would have came, but I was hoping they'd get Brady or they would trade for Rodgers. I think either of those quarterbacks play for Dallas this year. I think if Brady was behind center or Rodgers was behind center for the Cowboys this year, both of them lead that team to the Super Bowl. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. Because Dak Prescott has turned into a smaller version of Jameis Winston. And you can't have that. You can't turn the ball over in the NFL, especially in the big games. And even if you go back to Brady's first Super Bowl, and I get off the air, did he have great numbers? No. Was he still learning? Did the defense help him? Did the Rams turn the ball over? But you know what he didn't do that game? And I looked it up. He didn't have an interception. And in order to win the big game, it's not always what you do in the spectacular plays. It's not turning the ball over. And I don't know if Dak, I don't see us winning a Super Bowl with him, Walt. I don't know. You think I'm right, wrong? I'll let you go.
Yeah, thank you, Len. You know, honestly, had you asked me this question a few weeks ago, I still would have said Dak Prescott could win a Super Bowl with Dallas. I'm just not sure anymore. I'm not. I honestly, I know it's just one moment in time, but you're trailing by seven. You get the ball back for one last shot. Dak's trying to rally the troops on the sideline. You get the ball inside your 10-yard line. First thing he does is throw the ball right in the hands of a linebacker for a would-be pick six, and it's dropped. I mean, I just felt like you had no chance in that situation. Like there was zero chance Dak Prescott was leading that team down the field against that defense under those circumstances. And I don't think I'm starting to think he's not the answer. Now, I don't know what the long-term answer is. And the part I would disagree with is the Rodgers part. I'm just not convinced Rodgers can lead anybody to a Super Bowl. The Brady part I am convinced of. And I think it's conceivable that Brady's the quarterback there next year. I do. I don't know where Brady is going to be. Listen, we have a number of these guys to determine where they're going to be next year, including those two. But, you know, Lamar Jackson, Carr, I mean, a lot of star or would-be star quarterbacks, you know, could be elsewhere next season. I'm not sure Brady is returning to Tampa. I think they're going to have to do some things to that football team if he's going to return there. The offensive line was a disaster. They brought that on themselves. They did not. They had they lost guys prior to the season to retirement, free agency. They did not react. They didn't react to any of it. They did nothing to change that offensive line. You know, in the NFL, not only is offensive line important, but you only have a 53-man roster. You have 8 offensive line slots, and you've got to get by with that. But you can't have substandard guys at those positions. I mean, not junk. And so, I think that is an issue. I would not be shocked with a short-term solution in Dallas at this point. I would not be shocked to see Brady there. I think he's going to be somewhere. And if not there, maybe San Francisco or maybe Vegas. I'm not sure. If the 49ers fail, I would not be at all surprised to see Brady in San Francisco if they fail. If they win at all, then no. But if they fail, if they fall short again because of the quarterback position, you might see it. Stay tuned for Facts on Sports Basketball Edition. That's coming your way next. So stay tuned. More great local programming. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex.